Senator Pierce, you're in St. Louis for a national meeting on education. What are some of the topics that are being discussed?
It's called the Education Commission of States. It's an organization that's been around since 1965. Missouri is a member of that, and the national meeting is in St. Louis. So we felt we needed a good host delegation here, and we did. A couple of things that have been talked about. One is the importance of early childhood education and how it's so important to have an opportunity to get kids off on a right on the right start. The Secretary of Education, Artie Duncan, spoke to us, as well as Director of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius. And so they talked about that and a federal program that they have that involves a federal state match for early childhood.
And I believe Governor Nixon spoke to some of the legislators. What was that like?
Yeah, the it's interesting. The Education Commission of the States is chaired by a governor every year. And so the governor that's in charge now is Brian Sandoval from Nevada. And before that was John Hickenlooper from Colorado. And so both of those two were joined by Governor Nixon kind of for the opening program. And it was really informative panel discussion. Governor Nixon did a great job. And they mainly talked about the importance of civics education and how important it is to engage young people in the civic process, learning about voting, about issues on the state and federal level, and quite sadly how young people have the lowest percentage of voting. And so we need to do things more in our schools to get young people more involved in the election political process.
Well, for those that may not know what goes on in the legislature during the summer, I know you've still been working on bills. The governor is still considering whether to accept some or veto others. So talk about the process this summer and where we currently are at with some of the bills.
Well, we adjourned on May 17th, and then the bills that passed, there's about 160 of them, they were signed by the President Pro Tem of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House around the end of May. And then from that time, the governor has 45 days to act on the bills. He can either sign them, veto them, or if he chooses not to sign them, then they go into law without the effect of his signature. And so the clock is ticking. It goes till July 14th for the governor to act on these bills. So he's down to about the last 2.5 weeks. And so I know that their staff is reviewing bills to see if they'll sign them or veto them. He did act on several bills this week. And so that's what's going on legislatively. As far as the state senator, this is a great time to be back home in the district visiting folks, making speeches, going on tours, and just things that you just don't really have a chance to do while you're in session. So actually, the month of June has been very beneficial and quite fun to be out of Jefferson City and just to be with constituents.
Were there any bills that were vetoed by the governor this week?
I don't know if I have an exhaustive list, but I do know that he did veto Senate Bill 29. And, you know, I respectfully disagree with the governor on that. I felt he should have signed it. I supported it. It basically is the Paycheck Protection Act, and it basically says that for union dues to come out of someone's paycheck, that act needs to be authorized once a year. And so it certainly is not to discourage union membership, but rather for the folks to make a concerted effort once a year before those union dues are taken out. Governor vetoed that, and so that will be a Senate bill. So we will take it up in the Senate to see if we can override, which would take a 2/3 vote. And if we're successful there, then that bill will then go over to the House to see if they can get a 2/3 majority there as well.
Senator Pierce, I am going to put you on the spot just a little bit. Are you generally satisfied with some of the decisions that the governor has made in this window of time after the legislative session concluded?
Well, you don't always get what you want. And, you know, there's 197 of us in the legislature, and there's one governor. And so we can work for 5 solid months to get something done. And if you don't have the governor's signature, it doesn't matter. It's very tough to override a governor. And it's done, I'd say, maybe every 6 or 7 years. And so it's something that's fairly well unprecedented. So, you know, sometimes a veto is a way that sends a message on what we have to do to fix the bill for next year. And so those are some things that we will take into consideration when we come back to veto session, which will be the second week of September.
On a similar note, you had a piece of legislation that didn't pass. It was dealing with the link between higher education funding and academic performance. Do you plan to bring that up again? And if so, how are you working to get it passed the second time around?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to come back with that. It deals with performance funding of our higher education institutions, our four-year public colleges. Currently, we just do it on a historical basis, and it's one size fits all. So if we can have an increase, then they all get the same increase, regardless of performance. And I think we can do better as far as the state's concerned. And so we passed a bill out of the Senate by a vote of 23-9. Didn't have time to get it done in the House, but we're going to pick up where we left off. I've already met with the four-year college presidents and to just tell them, you know, what kind of my thoughts are and to get input from them. Just yesterday I got a proposal back from those four-year college presidents, and then I'm going to be meeting with community colleges in the next few weeks. So absolutely, this is the time where legislation that didn't pass this last session, now's the time to get some work on it and you know, physically go out and meet people and talk to folks, and I like that process.
And this piece of legislation, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was endorsed, so to speak, by the State Department of Education?
Yes. I know the governor's office, they were very supportive of having performance funding. And so I think it's something that is here to stay. And actually, in the budget for this upcoming year, the new money, which was allocated to our four-year institutions, which is about $27 million, that is subject to performance funding. And so some universities got more than others based on how they did in performance. I think that's great. I think we can do more. I think we should not only just do new money, but some existing budget should be susceptible to performance funding as well.
Well, I know we're probably about halfway through the summer, and I know that you're getting ready and that session is going to come around again. Is there anything else that you will be working on this summer or anything else that you would like to add?
Well, the county fairs are coming up, and that signifies that summer is about halfway through, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I know you have the radio station that cover a lot of county fairs and a lot of livestock auctions and a lot of great food, so that's going to be one of my highlights of this summer.
All right. I'm no-